Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only, and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this program is all about you and your experiences, sharing whatever it is that you have researched, your comments, your questions, on anything out of the ordinary. I am here to give you a platform to be able to vent and bring these items, these experiences, these encounters into the light so we can all learn from them. I am always baffled when people experience some of these most incredible things, and so few of us are aware of it, and I find it to be an absolute shame. And you know what? It's time that we grow and we show, right? So I hope that you guys get inspired. Go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com. Submit whatever it is that's on your mind that you've experienced or others have experienced. And if you want to be a guest on this program, also indicate that. Go to my Contact Us page and send me as much information and details as you would like about whatever it is that you've experienced. And then keep listening to the show, and you'll find that I will address it here right on this program. Today, I wanted to highlight more of the positive that's out there in the world. I cover a lot of different topics, but of course, because shadow people and Hat Man are two things that I have personally coined and put out there to the world, I do tend to get more emails in that direction. But most of my books and research are on the positive, because how else do you defeat the dark but with the positive? So, I'm going to address the positive direct today, because my guest is an angel medium. So I think it's very appropriate. Personally, I have experienced angel encounters. I think a lot of us have. And some people are so quick to say, well, maybe my eyes are playing tricks on me, or I was so hoping that someone would answer my prayers, and maybe I just got that wishful thinking rolling and it happened. But I can tell you, in my encounters, I wasn't looking for any of that. At times when we pray, of course, we have increased chances for angelic encounters to happen or miraculous events, because when we put that special gusto into whatever it is that we're pointing our prayers, it just seems to manifest more likely. To share one of my angelic encounters, or what I personally interpreted to be an angelic encounter, is because this is pretty subjective, right? What we experience, we interpret with our senses, our soul, our hearts, and just so many things that go into knowing what was actually taking place. But I admit, I was a bit confused with certain elements of this, and it was so brief. Imagine this. I lived alone, sound asleep. It was morning time, and in my one ear, I heard, "Idea, Idea." Now, I knew it was me, and it was such a sweet voice. It was almost musical in the way that it was said to me, and I almost felt like I was going to wake up in some sparkling crystal world of some kind. I don't know how better to say, but it was totally expected. And I knew she was calling my name. So I kind of woke up like, almost like, yes. And then I'm looking around, there's nobody there. Nobody there. And I was puzzled, and I had this really good feeling, like this electrical feeling of love, joy. I don't know how to explain it. And it took me a very long time, years. I was sharing this story with somebody, and it just hit me after all this time to realize that was my name backwards. Idea. Heidi. I knew it was me she was calling, but who would have thought? Now, I wanted to share some encounters that I found online that I think are truly magical, that shows there are angelic forces around us. There are good feelings around us that take the form of something we know is a piece of God. These stories come to us from LearnReligions.com. Now, this first one is called Angel Force and begins with, I was headed home to my children driving in the slow lane. The next thing I knew, I was flying in the air in my Ford Windstar. I had no control. When my van landed, it looked like a crane just put it there. It was in the ditch perfectly. I had little room to get out, and I felt like some force had lifted me up out of the ditch. I then saw this man who was so calm. He put a calmness in my heart. I never saw him again. I still can't explain how perfectly my van was in the ditch. Now, this brings me to a personal story of my family that you guys might find fascinating. So, when my mother was pregnant with me, we were living out in California near San Francisco, when my mom was driving in the mountains and it rained. And I don't know if you've ever driven on a hot mountain road, and when it rains, all the oil becomes very slick. And they went to take a corner, and my family, my mom had my brothers and sisters in the car, and my dad, who was snoozing, which was his favorite pastime thing to do when anybody was driving or even when he was driving. So they hit this slick spot in the mountains, and they immediately just go off the road, and they're going sideways down the mountain. They're not on their side, but they're going sideways. My dad said he woke up in absolute fear, and my mom was, of course, screaming. All the kids are screaming, and my dad's like, it was so weird. The mountain was so steep, we should have rolled several times and just died. He said, but out of nowhere, the car just stopped. He said it just came to a dead stop. Like, there was no reason for it. We had good momentum. Like, this was it, everybody. We're over. This is it. And then the car stopped. Everybody stopped screaming. And my dad goes to get out of the passenger side. And he's like, Heidi, it was a dead sheer drop right outside my door. He said, I looked, closed the door back, and by that time, other people from the road were looking down at us and called for help to get them pulled out. But he couldn't get out of the car because it was a dead drop. He said, but there was nothing there to have stopped us from that sheer drop. And he said, had we done that drop, it really would have been over. And I said, well, Dad, it's obvious. I needed to be born yet. Only injury was my mom. She was 9 months pregnant with me, and she had a bruise on her belly from the steering wheel, but that was about it. So luckily, we all survived. So was that an angelic force? And my dad would say, it's as if God stopped it. So sounds pretty angelic to me. All right. So this next story, this one is titled, My Son and His Angel. In my home, we're not religious by any means, but one night I was putting my son to bed and he started telling me that the night before Jesus brought an angel to him because he was scared. He said she was so beautiful and her wings were so big they almost touched my walls. He said she sang to him and laid with him until he fell asleep. That's so precious. He then said Jesus came back to get her. And he brought her back to a door with him, where they started to sparkle and then went through the door. Ever since then, my son has been obsessed with Jesus and angels. He prays to an angel often and prays for Jesus to come back. The other day, he was crying because he said he keeps praying, but he doesn't think Jesus can hear him. He said that he keeps praying for him to come back because they make him feel so happy. I acknowledge what he says, but I don't push it. I just let him talk about it when he needs to. Not sure what I should do. He gets genuinely sad when he thinks Jesus can't hear him. He is only 4 years old. I guess we'll give him a break, right? And that was from MJ. That is precious. You know, I've heard of people who once they've even had like a near-death experience and they come back, they're upset, like they feel rejected from heaven, or they just miss it so bad, they just wish they could go back. Personally, that's something that I've experienced myself, but it wasn't a near-death experience, oddly enough, but a memory I believe I've shared here on this show and many other shows, a memory of where I was before I came here. So this place wasn't the very first place that I can recall and why I came here and all of that stuff. So, but it was so painful to know there is this bigger love, this bigger energy, this bigger presence and God. But I had to come here to finish what I agreed to do. So I understand the poor little four-year-old's pain. All right, guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And we'll be right back. Stick around.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Forget those Sunday night blues for a second with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Men and women can have an excess of 100,000 hairs. Unfortunately, before hair loss is noticed, that number drops nearly in half. But it is by no means too late. Easy to apply, Reveal from Dr. Nathan Newman uses stem cell technology and natural ingredients to revitalize the appearance of your hair for the fuller look you remember. Here's Dr. Newman.
A lot of people with hair problems have come up to me showing me pictures after 2 months of use, after 3 months of use of the Reveal serum on their scalp, showing me dramatic improvement in the quality of their hair, volume of their hair. And one of the people was a woman who had lost her hair and was really thinned out. She was wearing wigs and covering it up. She was very self-conscious about it. She used it for about 6 months, and she came to me with a big smile, nothing covering her hair. And she goes, "Look, you gave me my life back." And that's really why I do what I do, is because I want to change people's lives for the better. And these stories give me the inspiration to go forward and develop new things.
Hair loss, hereditary or not, increases with age. In fact, by age 50, roughly half of us have noticeable hair loss. It's time to get on board with Reveal for women and men. And only at healthylooking.com can you get Reveal with free smart delivery shipping by simply entering discount code George at checkout. Easy to use Reveal at healthylooking.com or order by phone at 800-604-3129. 24/7 at 800-604-3129. Gently revitalize your hair's appearance for a fuller look with Reveal from healthylooking.com.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network with the best shows that explore the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. You can enjoy all shows on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. This time, I wanted to shed some light on a more enlightening topic. That is the topic of angels, angel encounters, all that good and positive, fluffy stuff that I honestly prefer to put my energy towards versus the demonic, which is what I generally tend to get a lot of emails about. I'm not complaining. I appreciate it, and I'm very humbled that people trust me to send over their most dire and horrific encounters that they are experiencing out there. And with the shadow people and Hat Man phenomena being absolutely out of control, I get it. So keep them coming. Send those emails in, and I will address it. But because my guest today is an angel medium, which is something I feel is rather different and unique, and is honestly the first that I have ever heard of before a lot of people kind of jumped on the bandwagon of being in touch with angels and being able to tell and read what it is that people are experiencing when it comes to guardian angels and whatnot. So I decided I would highlight angels today, and I love the topic. And I'll tell you, I've had several encounters myself, and one of my books, actually called Picture Prayers, is about how angels communicate with God. I mean, they don't sit there and blab certain amount of words and hope that God gets the message. It's rather unique, but one of my interesting encounters I wanted to share today is a little different. So I'm an occupational therapist, and I focus on a lot of different areas that are really fascinating to see people get better at, that could be cognitive to physical disabilities and challenges. And at the time, I was working in a rehab facility for those who have had physical and mental issues become a problem in their lives where they needed help. And this one patient in particular, he was someone that, in all honesty, he was rather healthy. He had no major reason for anything to be suspicious that he might not be doing well. In fact, he was doing so well, he was on his way to being discharged to be able to go home. So I had a therapy session with him. Really friendly guy. I'd worked with him several times before. Brought him back to his room. He hops on his bed and he looks in my direction while he's chatting with me. And he's like, oh, what is she doing here? He's like looking past me. I'm standing in his doorway and I'm looking behind me, looking around. I'm like, who? And he goes, my wife. She's been dead for years. And he's just absolutely staring over my shoulder. And I'm like, wow, I don't see anybody. And he was just speechless, didn't have many words to express what it was that he was experiencing. And I get it. You know, sometimes people see things that others don't. I mean, look at the kind of business that I'm in on the side outside of being a therapist. So I didn't judge, but I should have known better. When I came in the next day, sure enough, Mr. So-and-so had passed away. Suddenly, unexpectedly, there's nothing really to indicate this would happen. And I was like, wow, you know what, guys? He told me he'd seen his wife. And of course, that is a pattern. I'm sure a lot of us have heard that we start to see loved ones who crossed over suddenly coming closer or within view. And she came as sporadically as he passed away. So I thought it was kind of beautiful that his wife came to pick him up. And I have to say, oftentimes when I lose patients, I can't help but to be heartbroken, of course. You know, you feel for these patients, you develop relationships, you like to see them get better, you like to see them go home. And it was probably a few weeks after that patient had passed when I saw him in a very vivid, lucid dream. And he was so healthy looking and standing tall, and I was just so glad to see him. And I said, wow, you made it to the other side. And he's just like, kind of, yeah, I'm doing all right type of thing. And I said, can you tell me one thing? Do angels have wings, like literally? And he kind of looked over his shoulders, like looking to see if he had any. And I just thought that was hilarious. But, yeah, so there's a little bit more to that, but, just fascinating to have been part of that time in his life and to have witnessed his wife obviously coming to pick him up. Now, I wanted to continue sharing some fascinating personal angel encounters that people have posted on learnreligions.com. And this next one says, angels are among us. And it starts off with, my 15-year-old grandson and I were putting up garage sale signs several blocks down the street. When I got back in the car to head back home, I looked at my grandson and he was looking out straight ahead and asked if he could stay the night. No sooner than he asked the question while driving, in a flash of an eye, I saw huge white angel wings encompass my windshield. At that very second, my grandson shouted, Grandma, did you see that? And I said, yes. I saw huge angel wings covering my windshield. He said, no, Grandma, I saw a ball of fire. We were both shocked to have seen two different things. We are strong believers and have experienced many miracles, but who was ready for something like this? No trees fell, no storm. Why were there angel wings in front of me covering my side of the windshield? And a fireball flashed for him. We cannot understand this, but hey, awesome. I could actually see the inner wing with all of its brilliance and feathers. It was huge, and it was gone as fast as it came. DL. You know, this kind of reminds me when folks would see UFO encounters, and it happened to myself and a bunch of others that were standing out looking at this craft that appeared. It was gorgeous, but half of us saw one color, half of us saw another color, and some of us saw it truly three-dimensionally, and others saw it kind of flat. So I wonder sometimes, you know, what is it? What's that subjective little bit of the cones in our eyes or the way that we're looking at it, what angle, and if it's communicating with you to be seen a certain way? I know that some of you must have heard of what they have deemed to be holy encounters, and when they actually go to write down, if this is something witnessed by many, such as some of the Marian apparitions out there, they'll describe seeing a ball of light or a disc, and also seeing a beautiful woman, a beautiful lady. So, is it interpretation? Are we filtering? Are we just taking in the stories that are out there? Now, when I say this, I'm not saying it's any less holy than what people are describing, because I do believe it's all connected. I really, truly do. If some of these apparitions are appearing to be coming from what looks like a spaceship, and they speak of God and angels and all of these good and positive things, who's to say that the definitions and descriptions that are written in ancient texts kind of got some things filtered a different way, where they said on clouds versus a ship, and ships do kind of skip through clouds. But it's just as equally impressive and could be also just as equally connected to God. So, all right, next story. This one says, "We never forgot." And it begins, "I've never told this story. When I was 7 years old, I was left at home alone with my nephew, who was 3 at the time. We were playing in a back room when something scared us. I don't remember what I saw or heard, but I knew I had to get out of that house or we were going to die. I clutched my nephew tightly, both of us screaming and crying, and ran toward the front door. Just before reaching the exit, I saw a tiny ball of glowing white light hovering just above our front door. I stopped dead in my tracks. I could not take my eyes off that ball. Suddenly, it started getting bigger and bigger. Eventually, we were totally engulfed by the light. The next memory I have, I was floating inside this light. It was the purest, most beautiful, soft light ever, and I was transfixed by it. It felt so good. I can still feel it when I think about that day. Inside the light, there was no sense of fear, pain, or worry. Somehow I knew everything was okay, and we were going to be fine." Kind of beautiful. Oftentimes when people describe seeing their loved ones in spirit form, they come in a beautiful white sphere like this, and we'll step out of it and go right back into it after the encounter. So, what are we speaking of here? Was it angelic? Was it a past loved one? It's open to interpretation. You know, you guys are really in for a treat, because I have a wonderful guest, and who also happens to be a friend, Laura Lee. She is the angel medium, coming up next. So stick around. You guys are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Forget those Sunday night blues for a second with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
At ParanormalDate.com, you meet the most fantastic people.
Hi, I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Jennifer. What brings you here?
Yeah, I'm here to meet someone who understands me.
How so?
Well, I'm into UFOs, ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, the paranormal, that kind of stuff. But can't seem to find anyone who gets it.
Oh, well, nice to meet you, Tom. I gotta go.
Okay, guess that's not your cup of tea. You sure?
Very. Good luck with that.
I can't meet anyone when I'm out, and I really can't find a website for my unique interests. What is one to do?
Have you thought about ParanormalDate.com?
Para-what-dot-what? Who are you?
I'm a paranormal matchmaker, and it's ParanormalDate.com. It's a website for people looking for people like them. Stuff you like, remember?
Interesting. I'll give it a try.
Well, let's try this again.
Hi, I'm Tom.
Hey, I'm Deb. Your profile on ParanormalDate.com looked very interesting. So you really saw a UFO?
Well, yeah. It was so intense, but not as intense as meeting you.
You're an alien chasing flirt, but I kind of like it.
Wow, this ParanormalDate.com thing really works.
Maybe ParanormalDate.com is for you. People with an interest in things they hear on George's show find their match daily. So if you're looking for that special someone with an interest in UFOs, ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and, of course, the paranormal, come to the dating site inspired by George Norrie. It's always free to search, and if you decide to upgrade to our amazing new features, use promo code George for a great discount. ParanormalDate.com. You are not alone.
We're happy to let you know that our Coast to Coast AM official YouTube channel has now reached 300,000 subscribers. You can listen to the first hour of recent and past shows all for free. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and hit the YouTube icon at the top of the page. This is free show audio, so don't wait. Coasttocoastam.com is where you want to be.
And now more Heidi Hollis on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And as promised, I have a fabulous guest, Laura Lee, who is a producer and host of WRWO 94.5 FM's Radio Medium show in the Chicagoland area, where she gives callers advice from beyond. She's also hosted Spirit Salon and Zodiac Girls on CBS Radio and was a regular on LA's K-Big and KOST and Magic Morning Show. Laura's talent has also been featured on various networks like Fox, NBC, PBS, Discovery Channel, TLC, CBS, and Gaia TV, and you can learn more about her at RadioMediumLauraLee.com. So, everybody, round of applause for Laura Lee. How are you doing there, Laura?
Doing great. Thank you for that sweet introduction, Heidi.
Of course. Oh, my goodness. You know, your interests and your talents, one of my favorite angles that you do, I mean, you've got a lot of different talents, but being an angel medium, that's pretty darn specific. And a lot of people could be like anti this or anti that when it comes to people who say they have gifts of seeing other things, but Angels, everybody's good with that. All right, angel medium, let's bring the fluff. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to be known as an angel medium.
Well, okay, so let's go far back. And I'll try to make this a soundbite as possible. But what happened is when I was a young child, I had these experiences with spirits. And I couldn't shake it. I was scared to death. They scared the bejesus out of me. I could see them, feel them, hear them, know them. And it was just over the top for me. And I know some kids are comfortable with it, but I was highly sensitive to these visitations I was experiencing. Fast forward, about 9 years old, I was introduced to this friend who I looked up to as an older sister, and she gave me a diet pill. And I accepted. And she gave it to me because she was looking to be thin for boys, which at the time I was only 9, so I wasn't even really thinking about boys. I just did what she did. You know, I just existed. I just did what she thought was what I was supposed to be doing.
Right.
Because I looked up to her. So, and I followed her guidance, and it turned out that these pills that I started popping was a really good buzzkill for my connection with spirit. I mean, it was, we lay there at night with a little peephole and breathe through the peephole and lay as flat as possible and not breathe. So I always thought, if I just pretend to be dead, they won't bother me. That was my idea. But so when I started popping these pills, I started to see it was a buzzkill and started to get me disconnected. And that's like anybody with an addiction problem. And this got out of hand and snowballed into a massive eating disorder, which I nurtured for up to 10 years, and it became such a part of my life. And the eating disorder got out of hand, and about my freshman year in college, it was so, so bad. I mean, I was purging all the time, as well as, you know, anorexic, bulimic, and teeth were falling out. My hair was falling out. I was sick all the time. And I was in my dormitory room one night alone, and I positioned myself there to be alone so I could do my business while all the other girls were out. And I said it would be my last time, because it was basically a slow suicide for me. And I really wanted to take myself out. And so I had the experience again where I binged that night to the top, the creme de la creme binge. And my heart started to fail. And I collapsed on the floor screaming for help because I was in so much pain. I thought I was going to die of a heart attack.
Wow.
So at that moment in time, I'm screaming for help. Nobody's around, mind you. I put myself in a position where nobody was available to me. And as I'm screaming for help, I pass out. Next thing I know,
don't tell me, this is where the angels come in, correct?
The angel came to me. This major size angel came to me and woke me up basically from my spell. And I felt my whole body lifted like a loving embrace. You know that paralyzed feeling when a spirit's in your vicinity, and people have had those experiences where it's very frightening and it feels like you're pressed down and compressed, right? Well, this was a similar, but it wasn't fearful. It wasn't where I felt like I was gasping for breath. It just felt all-consuming love. And I was brought from my laying position slowly into a slow, it was like slow motion, sitting straight up until my eyes were brought straight up, and I saw this magnificent, beautiful light being, and the light was so emanating from her outward, and all I could see was, you know, her torso, her hair, because she was so massive and so big, you couldn't see her feet. You know, she was just so grand, and all that existed was her and me in this space-time continuum. And I felt safe. I felt love. And she started communicating to me telepathically. And, you know, it's not with words, but it felt natural at the moment. It felt like it was part of me. It felt as if I was home in her company, and the air was warm, breezy, and she just was gorgeous, and just inside and out. And she basically told me I needed to start speaking, and she came to my call for help. And that part of my problem was not embracing myself of who I am and what I'm here to do, and that I need to speak up. And I was trying to hold back the words because I had told so many people. I had even told the church. I had battled some people in the church and got told I was blasphemous for making connections to spirit. And then I was told by some family members not to go out there and start talking about it, you know, to protect myself. And so I was just shutting down. But
you're saying that you were having continuous experiences then with this angelic being?
Well, after her experience, right then and there, she basically told me I was going to go back. I was going to get healed, and with her guidance, and that basically that I am completely loved. I'm supported and surrounded with the help I'm going to need and under her guidance, and that I was going to meet other angels. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't understand what that meant, and that I had work to do, and it, you know, basically was in the realm of communication. I just didn't understand what that would mean at the time. I'm like, okay, you know, and basically she brought me out of it. And there's more to that experience, but I just wanted to tell you about the angel and how I got there. But for the next 4 or 5 years, I had come open in public with my family that I needed help. They thought, they never knew I had the problem. It's like they were just too busy with their lives to even recognize I had the problem.
Wow.
And but I was always going in being sick all the time for things, and I knew what it was, but I never told them until after this experience, right? And they knew something was wrong. I was taken out of school. Here's the cool part. So when I went back to school, and I went back and I became like a completely different person. I had a friend there, sweetheart, who gave me a book when she had heard about my experience. And the book she handed me was Love by Dr. Leo Biscaglia, who's a professor out at Berkeley who taught a class on love. And when she handed me the book and inscribed it to me, you know, that I needed it at this moment in time, she felt like it was an important gift to give to me. It was my confirmation. And this is where I started with the whole confirmation business. When people hear me on radio or hear me when the readings, I always say, here's your confirmation. It was just my confirmation from her, what she was communicating to me, and I was on track to getting better. And so I went into communications, and I did the corporate communications for a while. I knew I wasn't going to be there for the long haul. I started out with Disney and went down that path for a while until I started, you know, opening up more and connecting to spirit more, because I got better. And when I got better, my connection with spirit got better. As I healed that relationship with my part of myself that I was here to do. So eventually I left corporate and started on this track, and then, you know, I was seeing angels and spirits for everybody. I always were.
Wow.
I just didn't, you know, open up into it until I started doing it for friends and family. And then one day I just quit, got up and quit, and just started doing this for people.
Wow, amazing. You never know people's personal story and journey until you ask the right questions. And here's Laura Lee, having been a part of the corporate world, but always knew her calling was elsewhere. So good on you, Laura Lee, to go and follow your spirit and where it was leading you to. A lot of people tend to ignore these things and they end up not very happy. So it takes a lot of bravery to do what you did, Laura Lee. So you guys, we're going to take our break right here, and you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And we'll be right back.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Forget those Sunday night blues for a second with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Now, within minutes, you can take years off your looks. Instantly Ageless from HealthyLooking.com takes care of those under-eye bags, forehead wrinkles, saggy eyebrows, crow's feet, and facial pores. Simply apply this velvety micro cream, and in under 2 minutes, the years fade away. And it lasts up to 9 hours. No needles, no pain, and great for women and men. Here's what people have to say about Instantly Ageless.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at HealthyLooking.com and prepare to look younger in minutes. Millions of applications have been sold. Order our exclusive starter kit for only $19.99, including shipping, or take advantage of our new discounted price for a full box. Put your best face forward with Instantly Ageless from HealthyLooking.com or by phone at 800-604-3129. That's 800-604-3129. Instantly Ageless, not available in stores, from HealthyLooking.com. That's HealthyLooking.com.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. With the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. So head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Heard on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Hello?
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And we are also back with my fabulous guest and friend, Laura Lee, who is an angel medium. And in all honesty, I think you're the first person I have known to be called an angel medium or called themselves an angel medium. Do you hear of a lot of others out there these days?
There's numerous mediums coming out now saying that they can communicate to angels. And I think it's timely, given the circumstances on the planet right now and guidance people need to contact higher realms. I think it's important for us to make those connections for us to evolve. I mean, they're already involving themselves on a day-to-day basis, but people have forgotten on a personal level that these aren't mythological creatures. They aren't, you know, they're not just stories in the Bible or stories in the Talmud. They are really present in our lives, and they're accessible to everybody to offer their guidance and help in any manner, in any form, for any situation.
Mm-hmm. One of the coolest things that I have heard from you, and it let me realize something quite different about angels, that they're not just like regular sized people. These things are huge. You said, how big have you seen some of these angels to be?
Oh, once, here's a interesting story. They can be massive. I was out in, oh gosh, I had it on the tip of my tongue. It's out there and on the West Coast. What are those mountains? Shasta, Mount Shasta. I was out there meditating and in prayer, doing a conference, and I decided to walk out there. I'm a big hiker, so I'm into the woods, but it was beautiful winter. I saw above the mountains massive ones that came to me in the meditation. And we are guided by love and the whole planet. And what they tell me is that it's humans that are lowering the vibration. It's humans that are interfering with their divine good and blessings that is here for them. And they're the ones, you know, it's human made when it causes crime or murders, you know, all the bad stuff. And our world and our universe and our creator, so however you want to name it, are here to support us and to help encourage us and help us grow and help us evolve. So it's tapping into that knowledge. And none of this is new, first of all. I got to tell you, the research I've done, it dates as far back as 400 AD. And we used to communicate to angels like it was part of society. And somewhere along the lines, we lost touch with it and it became taboo. And I think it has to do with control.
Oh, because you know, everything has to do with control. It has to
right.
be.
Right. And it has to, you know, because when we're in touch, we are in power. We are self-empowered. And there's a lot of forces out there that don't want us to have that kind of power and control.
I see. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. You know, on this show, I always like to try and give the example of somebody who has been able to find the right balance in their lives when it comes to these topics that are out of the ordinary. How have you done that, and how do you encourage others to do that?
Oh gosh, I just did a show and a podcast on this. It took me a long time, and I'm still evolving, believe it or not, because what I learned is, first and foremost, when I got better and I healed and I really took control and took tender loving care of my body, mind, and soul, that put me directly in contact. So, you know, doing just the basics, that's, we're always told to eat nutritionally, but we ignore that information from the medical establishment, or getting the proper exercise, or getting the proper rest or the minimum requirements our body needs. And those things right there do a world of wonder. And then the other thing I integrate on my day-to-day basis is sitting in silence. I know a lot of people can't do that. That takes time and practice. But even if it means going to sit in nature or putting on some relaxing music and setting some alone time and really taking care of yourself. And a lot of people are afraid to do that because, what, that's selfish. And also as women predominantly, we're taught to give. And I can't give to other people unless I have filled myself up with spirit and joy and the love that my soul needs in order to give back to the people I serve on a day-to-day basis. So that's my suggestion to everybody out there, is just do the basics, you know? And if you're doing anything like alcohol or drugs, I mean, that's why people are doing it, because they're trying to get away from feelings that are so hard. And I get it. I have that aptitude in me. I have that trait in me. And so my day-to-day, I have to be vigilant and regimented to stay connected.
Mm-hmm. Something interesting, though, too, and this is, I think this is a question that a lot of people suggest and ask, and it's like, if you've had a mystical experience, well, did you test the spirit? How do you know if it's good or bad?
Right.
What do you suggest decipher for themselves if what they are feeling, seeing, experiencing, good or bad?
Right. You and I have had this discussion so many times.
Yeah.
Because you talk about dark people. But I think you're an angel, because that's what I've always named.
Shadow people.
Your nickname is Halo for me. But yeah. At any rate, I just had to put that in there.
That's
but there is a major difference, and you can tell, okay? Because, for instance, when I was talking about my being paralyzed, that there was a difference. I felt full. I felt loved. I felt embraced. There's sweet aroma to angels, like floral. You feel the presence of greatness and peace and love. You feel it. You see it. But now, if it's not an angelic being, you will smell foul odor. You will feel fearful. It won't look right. You know, for instance, I had a client who told me that she kept being visited by this being that looked like her brother. And at first she would think it was her brother. And then all of a sudden this being would turn up and he smelled horrendous. He had this terrible odor and he had red eyes.
Oh gosh. Don't you find it insulting when people try to interpret for you what it is that you've experienced and you know to be true and to be positive, and they're like, oh, sounds evil. I mean, do you get that?
Oh, I did. I'm telling you, that's what started the downward spiral, because I kind of questioned spirit and why the disciples could connect, but, you know, it was happening to me too, but they told me it was blasphemous among other children, and that basically I wasn't supposed to be doing that. I wasn't supposed to be connecting with spirits. And I've had picketers. I've had people call me witch, all kinds of things over the years. You know, outside my shows, people picketing, telling me I'm the devil incarnate. Yeah.
As people seem to be more and more open, and it's like, I get it. There's the rules of, well, you don't look into these types of things because you can welcome negative things. I think if people don't protect themselves, they make themselves vulnerable. But I want everybody to know how they can have the opportunity to chat with you or hear your programs. Like, how and where should they go?
Thank you, Halo. They should go to radiomediumlarlie.com and sign up. They can be a caller on the show. But If you go to any podcast forum out there, Radio Medium Laura Lee is a podcast in addition to a radio show, which can be streamed live from anywhere, wherever you're located. So you don't have to be in the Chicagoland area to tune in to WRWO 94.5 FM, which I'm on every day, weekdays at 8 a.m. in the morning, Central Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time.
I am not a morning person.
I have become one.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Wow. Absolutely fabulous. And, you know, I really applaud you for sticking to, here I am, I'm the shadow people person, and you always say, love and light, I'm all into the fluffy. I get it. I understand. It's important.
Well, it's about keeping my energy up so I can continue to do the work I can for people who come to me, even when it's about spirits, because that's scary too, because it's something of the unknown. And whenever we're talking about death and dying, or the higher realms, what is that?
Right, right, right.
Well, I have to say, this has been an absolutely fabulous time speaking with you, Laura Lee, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. Remember, go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com. Send me your comments, your questions, your experiences, your research, and if you'd like to have me read it on the show, put as much detail as you'd like, or you could be a guest and share right here. And remember, it's all about lifting each other up and helping to figure out how we can incorporate these different elements into our lives without losing who we are, and having an open mind and keeping your focus on what seems to be a common theme is a higher power. Keep your focus, find your faith, and stay in the light. All right, you have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and we will catch you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.